let me ask for clarification here. Is there anybody during this public comment period that has a matter that's not on the agenda under the public comment period? Mr. Lutford, why don't you come on up here? We're going to get that out of the way real fast.
Good afternoon, Chris Ledford, commercial fisherman. Appreciate your time. I'm going to be very brief, even more brief than I thought I was. I want to first welcome Mr. Tanker back, some of the new members, Mr. France, Mr. Miner. Welcome.
Thank you
for the opportunity.
Thank you.
I think in the next month or two, we'll probably see each other again. I didn't want this to be the first, that be the first time that we meet, so I wanted to introduce myself. Ms. Haney, my mother, wanted me to tell you hi. She's at the crab meetings. Appreciate your time, and if you have any questions over the next, any time in the future, please feel free to call on me about any fisheries issues or shellfish issues. Appreciate it. Good luck with this decision, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Lefford. All right, I'm going to close the public comment period. Revert the matter to the commission that was discussed. Will you please turn your cell phones off? So the question at hand here is, what do you want to do about the decision last month here? Do you want to reconsider this? What do you want to do? Mr. Zedrin. Mr. Erskine.
I don't want to fight you, all right?
Mr. Zedrin yields the floor.
I think, obviously, we've had a lot of discussion about this issue, and I think it's warranted, and I appreciate everybody's comments, and you know, we may have had some unintended consequences here from our actions with this limited entry concept. And if I heard this commission correctly, it's maybe time for a motion to rescind the limited entry provisions that we passed in the August 2015 meeting and send some general recommendations to the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee about potentially moving forward in the future with limited entry in the public oyster fishery.
Could I ask you to put a date on the return from them? You know, we go send it to them.
Can I make a recommendation? Is that I think it would be helpful to say a hope for next summer, but I'd rather not lock them into the date because if we're going to do this, let's do this right, and I'd rather not put them in a time squeeze if they've got another way of thinking about it.
I agree with that, and I just don't want them to wait till December to start considering it.
Yeah.
So that they start working on it early, and I'd second his motion.
All right. Mr. Erskine, can we clarify the motion here? Would you like to specify the general criterion, or would you like that just to be taken from the discussion here?
I think we can probably take some of the points from, I mean, staff can craft something, maybe some of the points that they've heard. For example, Mr. France suggested, you know, one of the hardship criterion might be geography or distance to travel. I would feel that as a member of the SMAC committee that we discuss all of it, any and all of it. Obviously, it's an important issue, so we should be discussing all of it. And I would say, to Mr. Zedron's point, that as soon as possible, you know, we get to work on this, whenever that's feasible, to get the entire committee together. It is made up, I think, 12 or 14 or something like that. It's a number of individuals to get together, so.
All right, so that's a motion by Mr. Erskine.
I want to second that.
Second by Mr. Miner. Is there some discussion on this that we haven't already had? Well, I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any no's? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes. The limited entry provisions that were adopted at the last commission meeting are rescinded and repealed. The matter is referred to the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee.
And next month
we will bring this emergency rescission of those sections back to the commission for a public hearing. And there's one other item, if I may. This would be part of the public hearing. It's from our law enforcement division, and it's to clear up the language about quotas and harvest limits. It's very straightforward, but law enforcement pointed out that the way this had been written, if you read without the underlined language you have there, it could almost be with this up to 8 bushels, that if you did less than 8 bushels, you wouldn't need any of these licenses. So what you see before you is how the regulation should look, and it should be very specific, and I'll read it, that it shall be unlawful for any person who does not possess a valid commercial fisherman's registration license and a valid gear license required by harvest area, as described in 4 VAC 272075, and has not paid the current year's oyster resource user fee, to harvest or possess any oysters for commercial purposes. Any individual who possesses the valid licenses and paid the oyster resource user fee, as described in this subsection, shall be limited to a maximum of 8 bushels per day. And the rest remains the same as it was. Same language follows through in A, B, and C, and it does tie up a possible loophole that existed before law enforcement brought it to our attention. So staff would recommend to be able to advertise that for October as well.
Is staff recommending this be approved by an emergency measure and then recommending it?
No, I think staff would like to do that. Since you have an emergency, thank you for the offer. Since you have an emergency, we could make this an emergency, and the loophole wouldn't last for a month, and the loophole would be closed today or tomorrow when we file. And that way we bring both back to the commission in October, so that's a great suggestion.
It's so rare.
No.
I move to approve this proposal.
Second.
As an emergency measure.
As an emergency measure, it would be revisited public hearing next month.
All right. And advertise a request for a public hearing for next month. Okay. The motion by Mr. Neal. Second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. That motion passes unanimously. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Commissioner, I would suggest you do one more call for public comment not related to the oyster issue. I'm not sure everyone here is for oysters.
I'll try it again here. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to address the commission on a public comment period on a matter that is not on the agenda? Last call. Okay.
Thank you.
Public comment period's reclosed.
Okay, yeah.
You want to take a break?
I'm fine, whatever you decide.